With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
I was really worried there for a second.
There we go, a live show. And
begin. Well, what are we going to talk about today on the live show?
I haven't really thought about it. No, I'm okay. No, I got it right here.
You've thought about
it. We got some Valentine's after the holiday news.
Okay.
And the sewage tour is back. We'll talk about that on the weird news.
It is?
Yes.
That's exciting. Okay. We're going to... Oh, single in 2013? Are you? Well, Match.com, OkCupid, and eHarmony are just the tip of the iceberg. There's now a dating site for everyone.
Interesting. I'll be interested to hear all about that.
Uh-huh.
Another Valentine's Day story... chocolate shoes are all the rage. Talking about that on the weird news.
Did you say chocolate shoes?
Chocolate shoes.
Okay.
The thing you put on your feet.
Okay. Florida. Why so weird?
Florida, why so weird?
Why so weird?
We might have we might have some answers to that.
I need answers.
Yeah, definitely.
It's your turn.
We go back and forth here.
Yeah.
This is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm okay. We've got a strange 911 sex toy. Sorry.
Okay.
I don't have audio, but maybe we'll find it at some point.
Okay.
And
finally.
Finally.
Special guest,
yes.
Casey Smith on the show.
Yes.
Are you ready to get started?
I am totally ready to get this
All
thing started.
All right, let's press that button and
All
start
right.
the show.
Good times.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
About to jump off the counter for the jalapenos.
No homo, okay.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Please. Get lost. You're in K-Show, you betcha.
Reality hits you hard, though.
Pussycat.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Hello. I can't believe it.
We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is February 17th,
February.
2013. We are over.
February 13th?
Did I say 2013?
Oh, okay. I thought you said 17th. February 13th.
Yes, I got it all right.
Okay. I'm hearing things.
I'm all right. This is episode 103.
Is it?
Right? Do I have that right?
I don't know.
I believe it is.
I don't know anymore.
I believe it is. We are over 120,000 listens and growing.
Fantastic.
We are the most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today.
Sometimes.
And I am Derek.
Derek Kalin.
And right over there is Kay.
Kay Patterson Shaw. Vika,
Vika. I am Love Disc.
Love Disc.
Loved it.
Is this car part or sex toy?
<It's neither. laughs>
It sounds like it might be.
Pokemon.
It's a Pokemon.
Yeah, it is a pocket monster. Yeah.
Okay, it's an actual pocket monster.
An actual pocket monster.
What did you say it was called?
Love Disc.
Love Disc?
Yes.
Is it electric?
It's not. You just wanted to press that button.
Is it water?
Yes, it is water.
All right, so I got that one too.
That's the only one you have?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It's a fish.
Yes.
It's a floppy fish.
It's kind of a floppy fish.
I'm out. I don't got anything else. It's a flounder.
It's like, yeah, it's kind of like a flat heart-shaped Pokemon with like a mouth that goes like this. It's the dumbest Pokemon ever.
Huh.
But not as dumb as the ice cream Pokemon.
It's not very strong, you would say.
No,
not very strong.
It's a piece of crap Pokemon. Yeah, definitely. If you want to chime in, you can chime in at any time. Email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio. Visit our website at dkradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at our handle, dkradioshow. And call us when we're live,
cha-cha-cha,
at 661-467-2416.
And we are live.
We are live.
It's very exciting.
It is very exciting because we just did a crazy pre-recorded show.
We did. It was amazing.
And we're still trying to recover from that.
And you'll hear more about that later.
Do you know what's really freaky? And this is something that's a visual, but it's really funny, is you got the cat on the stool behind you. But
oh,
you're covering her fully with your body, but sometimes you move a little
and
to the left.
And then you see cat face.
And I just see cat face.
Big Carly face.
Oh, and it's really funny.
Yeah, pretty good, yeah.
So I just had to tell you that. Anyway, so today is February 17th.
That's right.
And we have on the show with us the whole time.
The whole time, yes. This is exciting.
Fellow podcast host and comedian Casey Smith. Welcome to the show, Casey. Yay.
Like amped me up. I was excited for the sound effect I was going to get after my intro.
Oh, nice. Is clapping okay? Did that work out okay?
I wanted the kisses.
Oh, you wanted the kisses.
Oh, we can do that for you.
There it is.
There you go. Kisses for Casey. On the Casey Cam. Look at that. Casey Cam.
Casey Cam is awesome.
I joined an elite club.
That is pretty, yeah.
Exclusive Skyped in guests.
It is pretty great.
You are the first. And your podcast is called Nothing Ventured here on Blog Talk Radio.
It sure is.
Tell us a little bit about your podcast.
Well, ours is a baby. It's in its infant stages, so don't expect it to sound as great as these two.
Oh.
we're only like 6 weeks in, but it's called Nothing Ventured, and it's me and a fellow comedian. And we're both based here in L.A. and kind of talk about, struggles with that, basically going to open mics and dealing with the dating life even. I'm in a relationship and
Uh-oh.
She is not.
So,
what's going on?
Yo, sorry, there's a cat. There's cat action. Sorry.
Oh,
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Cat's on stool.
No, cat action takes.
Well, he was getting ready to jump up here. I saw him, like, getting ready to.
Should I move that?
Hold on, I'll move the stool.
You're going to move it? Okay.
Yeah, sorry, Casey, keep going.
Yeah,
I interrupted you.
We can keep talking here.
Is the cat, like, metaphorically speaking, in my lap right now?
It would more be, like, coming up from behind you, maybe.
Oh, okay.
That kind of thing. Like, going to sneak up and get you or something.
I like obstacles with the podcast. That's always fun.
The cats really do throw us, though. It's kind of challenging.
All right,
challenging.
I moved all the stools away from the studio. So
oh, okay.
You cat-proofed?
Yeah, cat-proofed.
For,
well,
for now,
sort of.
For now. You might see one like
he's
come up behind
jump
us.
On the desk. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a little bit nuts with cats.
He'll
I have
probably
to
come from right here.
Yeah, look for a cat around this area. And you'd be like, oh my gosh, there's a cat there in the middle of the studio. It happens.
Cats react that way. I'll lock it up over here.
So anyway, I interrupted your plug. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, it's no worries. It's called Nothing Ventured. Check it out. We're brand new, so we have lots of mistakes and less cool sound effects. But we're having a good time with it. And also on Twitter, Nothing Ventured.
Oh, we got to follow on Twitter, too.
Yeah, I think we are following them on Twitter.
Are we?
I think I did that that late night. Yeah, I was on there, and I was like, well, I got to follow them on Twitter before they follow us.
I listened to the very beginning of that show.
And you wake up and you realize you followed like 300 new people and you're like, what did I do?
I know. I was like, oh my gosh, all these tweets, they're actually waking me up throughout the night. Totally crazy.
Yeah. So thank you for the plug. That was fun.
Absolutely.
Nice.
You should open up your chat room.
Yeah, yeah. Have the chat room open for your show.
You said that. Now that would imply that there were people listening.
I was listening.
Yeah, I was going to. I would have chatted.
I'll try it. I'm going to go in. I'll get into it. We just went premium, so there's a lot of things I don't even know about.
Oh, it's exciting.
Congratulations!
And also now featured.
Yes, that's awesome.
You know what?
Congratulations.
I don't know how that happened.
And you're welcome.
People listening don't know what it is. I got basically an email saying that our podcast was featured, and I wasn't sure what it even meant. I was like, oh, they send this out to everyone once they go premium. It's
no,
like
no.
Hey, thanks for your money.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that. It's not that at all. You're a featured host.
They have like a screening process for that?
Yeah.
Yes, apparently, because I don't know. But apparently, but you know what? People who come on our show
get
featured.
It happens. That's
we're starting a trend.
That's what's happening. What seems to be happening.
What did you say we were that I thought was good? You said we were the Johnny Carson.
Oh, that's right.
Of Blog Talk
that's
Radio.
That's right. If they come on our show, they're going to have their own show. And they already. Cool. But you're featured, yeah. So that's great.
Yeah, no, thank you. I like my congratulations. Appreciate it.
That is really good.
It's exciting.
It's setting the bar kind of high though, because we're so new right now, and who knows what's going to happen. I mean, we could start really tanking.
No. There's only you just keep going up. I mean, it's how it works, right?
Well, one time we tried to call out, and we had hold music on Skype for the whole rest of the show.
That's right. We dropped the show.
It was amazing. It was 5 minutes of Skype hold music.
And actually, I didn't even know this until, like, this is like months ago or maybe a year ago.
Oh, it was like more than a year ago.
Okay. I had no idea this even happened until Kay played the clip on one of our shows.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty funny because we just get dropped. Yeah,
it's amazing.
It's great.
Wait, here it is.
Oh, we're going to play it. Okay, great.
Do I want to?
Oh, you have it.
I don't want to have us go off the
air. Why the hell not? We're off in 2 minutes anyways, or 3 minutes.
Are you serious?
I don't know.
This would be the worst ending to our show ever.
Hard ending?
All right, all right.
Well,
what is it?
You got 347. 202. I love that we can hear 0235. Interesting.
All right,
this may be goodbye, live listeners.
All right, just in case it is, tune in next time. This is horrible.
All right. There you have it.
This is the jam right here.
Yeah,
this is the jam for the whole rest of the show.
That's our show.
Yep, that's the way we ended it.
We dropped our show. Can you believe that?
Yeah, that's like dropping the mic and walking off stage.
It totally is. Yeah, it totally is.
Putting a pin in it. You're like, yeah.
Yeah. We've messed up a lot of times.
Oh, that's funny.
It happens.
A lot of times.
What can you do?
And you know what? I feel like I have all of our mess ups here on the...
Yeah. Kay finds great enjoyment in this, I guess.
I do.
It's really.
I think it's entertaining.
They're pretty funny, yeah.
There's no clips in there of like a really funny or great moment. It's all just screw up.
Oh, we have some good ones.
It's just mess ups. Yeah. It's amazing. Well, we have good moments. You know, it's hard to have a good moment when you can have a really bad moment.
That's right. That's why we claim to be the most professional and professional radio show on the internet today. Yeah.
Sometimes.
Can you allow time back in there? I'm excited. I have to admit, I'm excited for your weird news because we, on our podcast, do something a little really similar where we pick stories that are strange.
Yeah.
So when I heard that you guys did that, I was like, we're meant to be together.
Yes, I think so.
There you have it. Yeah. It's a good segment. It's something we've been doing consistent for, I think, pretty much the beginning, except for the first
Since
show.
Since the beginning, yeah.
Yeah, maybe I didn't have it together for the first one, but yeah.
No, I had it the first time.
You had it, okay.
I did.
Yeah.
Remember the puppies into the river, throwing the puppies
into the river? Oh, the puppies into the river. That's right.
Our first show was terrible.
It was pretty tough.
It was like throwing puppies into a river.
Well, there was a woman in like Bosnia who was taped throwing puppies into a river. She just had a bucket full of puppies and she was just chucking them into the river.
Natasha Bedingfield song. Like, I got a bucket full of puppies. Probably a terrible song.
So what were you doing before you got on? You were playing basketball?
Oh, yeah. I play in a Sunday league.
Oh, you're playing a Sunday league.
God, no, we don't move that quickly. Can you slow down then? Like,
oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Because then there's more falling. You need more thuds, people falling. that's more like the basketball I play.
Oh, no. You're slamming it and breaking the backboard,
yeah,
huh? That's what happened, yeah.
It's an all-women's league played like right around the corner from my house, and we play on Sundays. It's a lot of fun. I've been playing it basically since I moved here.
Really?
Yeah. It was actually kind of strange because when I first moved here, I was living with a guy, like, met him off Craigslist style, you know?
Oh, jeez.
Craigslist
style. That's the way you do it in L.A. You find living on Craigslist.
Well, it don't make you a bad person, I guess. I don't know what to say. You're making it sound like...
It does sound a little sketchy. I mean, my parents were not on board at first. I was like, there's no other way to find a place. Like, you have to. So I found him on Craigslist, and, you know, I lived there for like 11 months. He was fine. But, like a few weeks in, I was marking how I was trying to find a basketball league, and he's like, "Oh, there's a Sunday league right here in Burbank, women's league, if you want to play." And I was like, "How do you know?" And he's like, "Oh, I saw it on Craigslist." I was like,
"Oh,
why were you searching for women's basketball on Craigslist?"
Good question.
How does that come up? Like,
don't stumble upon that.
Yeah, that's not something because you've got the sports thing, and then you got the whole women's thing, right? I mean, that's very
exactly. That's why I was like, were you looking for? I was creeped out, but I was glad. I mean, I ended up on this team that posted the ad, and I've been playing with them for a couple of years, so it's good.
That's good.
What happened to that guy?
Yes, you know, longer in the picture?
Oh, no, it was never like that. He was like could have been my dad, old enough to be my father, but
creepy.
Yeah. Huh. I mean, I'm sure he's fine and a wonderful human being, but I don't live with him anymore.
But he hooked you up with the basketball, so that's good.
Exactly, yeah. And I just get home.
Yeah. So so you said it's on Sundays? And any, is there any religious component to it? It's like... No.
And hold our basketballs above. It wouldn't be off here with like Scientology and all the other religions out here. It probably wouldn't be unheard of.
Crazy times.
I worshipped the hard court.
Is there a lot of crazy Scientology action in L.A.?
Well, you know, I've heard stories about how they will try and get you, but everything I've heard is like they kill you with kindness. And I'm like, that doesn't sound so bad. Like, a friend of mine said they went in there and had a meeting and there was like food and drink and they were just like all so nice. And then she's like, yeah, I had to get out of there. I was like, that sounds really pleasant.
Yeah, what's so wrong about that?
That's how they get you.
They have a ton of funding because they're celebrities that are on board.
Of course.
Just like donate, you know. They can't stop donating. And so there's actually from across the street from a comedy place where I do improv and that kind of thing, there's a giant Scientology building. It's like, it looks like a cathedral. It's amazing. We often wonder what goes on in there.
I wonder what goes on in there too. You've seen Tom Cruise go in there?
Probably, right?
He probably has a private entrance that he endorsed.
Here is the first cat bomb.
And he's a kitten. He's
Damn it.
Oh.
All right, he has to get down.
No, he's fine.
I can
pet him.
He's eating things, and he's, like, messing with mics and stuff.
Oh, he wants to be a guest.
He's the world's biggest kitten. He's, like, how much? He must weigh, like, 10 or 12 pounds, and he's only, like, 7 months old.
Wow. So he's the opposite of a runt.
He is the opposite. Well, he's a Maine Coon. So is he in the bathroom now, Derek?
Yeah. Locked them up.
That's a good move.
So maybe that will help.
That's a really good move. RJ Gumby in the chat room.
Hey! Wow, now it's a show. Welcome.
How do I use this chat room?
You want to get in the chat room?
Yeah, you can get in. Well,
you got to mute the show, though.
Yeah, you got to. It's kind of awkward.
Don't listen to the show because you're on the show. That's kind of weird to think about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, make sure you mute it.
Oh, boy.
Was that me? Okay. So that's not a good idea.
No, you can do it. You can totally do it. Just mute. There's a little icon there. You have to mute it, and then you can be in the chat room.
I have to hear your little thing again.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
You're good? Okay, good.
I felt a lot of pressure to get that muted fast.
Because I get scared when I hear the...
Yeah, because sometimes that means we're off the air.
Yeah, okay.
That's happened a couple times.
So you're in the chat room, or you will be in the chat room shortly.
Yeah, I'm looking for the little click. It's funny to me that you guys don't like your little Blog Talk Radio gal. I think she's so pleasant.
Well, she's done us wrong a few times.
Yeah.
So
when we hear that, we panic a little bit.
There is that.
Yeah. And sometimes she hangs up if you call in, like, 15 minutes before the show, but it's 15 minutes, not 14 minutes and 59 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
She just hangs up on you.
And she actually says 15 minutes.
Yes.
Which is, yeah, that's a killer. Right.
What a goober.
Yeah.
She's a bitch.
You guys are... I'm joining the bandwagon to dislike her.
We're getting you on board.
Yeah. featured host, and then you don't like the jingle, the Blog Talk Radio girl.
That's the way it happened.
Yeah.
It's impressionable.
We're going to get you in there.
Yeah, I'm going to start a fan club, a hate club.
Are you in your room?
Whoa, that was personal.
Hey,
now. I'm just looking at the stuff behind you. I'm like, what is all that stuff?
Ow.
Got some stuff on the wall. Of course, the listeners don't see this.
Yeah, you got
but...
some stuff on the walls.
Oh, nothing like a good visual joke on the radio.
Yeah, I know, right?
It works really well, doesn't it?
Love those. I actually, we can kind of tie them in here. I'm sitting and I've turned my computer so that you can see my desk because if I sit normally, it's the mirror behind me and then you can see my back.
That would be fun.
Oh.
And then that's a little game.
Yeah, that would be kind of weird, I guess, in some ways.
Yeah, and what's the worst part is that I'm most concerned about you, like, being able to see my poor posture. So.
Well, you're probably taller than both of us. You're playing on a basketball
team.
Yeah,
you're playing basketball. We're not the tallest people, so.
We're not.
Well, they don't have, like, there's not, like, a height requirement for the league.
Well, we
no.
can't, we, I can't, well, okay,
I'm
how
not
tall?
Shooting, I'm not shooting, yeah. You don't have to tell us, but really, how tall?
How tall are the people or how tall am I?
How tall are you?
I'm like 5'7".
5'7".
Okay, well, that's a little taller than us.
That beats us.
Yeah.
We'll see. It's good I'm not there towering over you.
That's okay. Vicki Cooperman was just here, and she's tall, too.
She was taller than us? Yeah. Next time, I'm going to put this computer on a stool and lower it.
You can put a little stool on the on the desk there.
I could do that, yeah.
There you go.
Put like a little dunce hat on the top of the computer. Dress me up.
We'll put a cat on it, too.
I should have brought props. Just the more visual jokes, the better.
Yeah, for radio, that doesn't have – that's true. That's a good point.
It's actually really funny. I'm going to totally call out my podcast partner, Janelle. We had a few episodes of like test, you know, you can do the test episodes, so no one's going to hear it.
It's just
out and get adjusted. Well, we had talked about like, we set a few rules and it was like, one, try not to talk about things that are timely because we're probably not going to have a lot of listeners that are listening live.
Hmm.
So want them to be able to listen to archived and not be, feel like it's out of date.
Mm-hmm.
And then we said, you know, obviously don't refer to visual things. And within the first 5 minutes of the episode, she points to like a Christmas decoration. And she's like, oh, that's a weird Santa. And I'm like, Janelle. Like,
it's hard not to.
It's hard. Yeah, we do it all the time. And like, oh, that's great radio. But yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
Well, what we were doing is that as soon as she started mentioning, it was like a game. And once she mentioned it, it meant I had to take a picture of it and tweet it.
That's what we do, too.
Yeah, we do that for
drinks.
We
usually take
a
picture and tweet it. Yeah. That's the only way that people are going to understand what's going on.
Yeah, I might have to make myself a drink now that we're doing the live show.
Really?
I don't know.
Already wore you out?
No. What do you got there again?
Are you having something?
Well, the two episodes I sampled, you guys. Whoa, what's that?
It's drinking.
I thought it was a wave at first.
Wow.
Well, see, I had come from playing basketball, so I was like thirsty for, you know, like a Gatorade.
Yeah,
I actually paid for that plug, by the way. But I was thirsty for, like, you know, something thirst quenching. And so I got myself a water. And then I remembered that you guys, like, you know, tend to drink during this because it's like your cocktail hour on Sunday.
Yeah.
Occasional. Yeah. It's pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
good.
I think it should be regular.
Yeah. Okay. And then we're doing it. Totally.
Well,
yeah, I just got a whiskey. It's a whiskey Coca-Cola.
Oh, that's good.
Good.
All right. I might do the same thing.
Well, we're close. We're coming up on a break.
We are coming up on a break. Maybe it's time to make a drink.
How do we do that fast?
Well, what do you want?
You got maybe a gin and tonic action?
Can you want gin and tonic?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll come to California right now and get some gin.
All right. Well, we can make this happen.
4 o'clock there, right?
We'll
or 4:30 or something like that. Still got time.
Yeah,
before the stores close.
That's right. You get the whole West Coast time. That's true.
Yeah, see, it's very early. I'm going to a President's Day barbecue after this. We got tomorrow off.
What? Oh yeah, well, we got tomorrow off.
That's right.
Or I do, at least.
I keep forgetting it's a holiday for everybody else. I mean, come on.
You know what I kind of wish? Speaking of, this just got me. This just struck me. Barbecue. It's so easy to shorten it to BBQ.
BBQ.
Why aren't there more words that we just automatically shorten like that?
I don't know.
That's a good point.
Is a lot? Well,
not a good point, but that was nice of you.
BBQ. I was trying to think of another example, and I couldn't, so I don't know.
I couldn't either. I was like, wait.
You're like, no, we do. No, we don't.
No,
do
we
that.
Don't.
There isn't, actually. So we're going to take a break and make some drinks.
Yeah.
And we're coming back with... What are we coming back with? I don't have my schedule in front of me.
Explain Florida.
Explain Florida. Well, we're putting you on the spot here.
Putting you on the spot.
I hope that's okay. All right, so we'll be right back after this.
W on a hot summer day, me and the missus always stop at Dickens Fruit Stand. They've got everything from fruit to vegetables, homemade pies, but there is nothing like their cider. Ain't that right, honey?
Uh-huh.
Dickens Cider. Yes, sirree. Why, even though we were late for church last Sunday, she had to have a little Dickens Cider.
Uh-huh.
She says there ain't nothing like it. Even my minister says his wife enjoys a little Dickens cider now and then. Hey, why don't you bring some home in our protective plastic rib bottle? That way it'll stay fresh. Or you can let it sit a while and have some hard Dickens cider.
Uh-huh.
It's good at lunch, good at dinner, and there's nothing like waking up with a Dickens cider. Dickens Fruit Stand. Just off Route 9W and Country Road 69. Open 24 hours. Because after a chilly summer night, I like to snuggle up in bed with a hot Dickens cider.
This is the Aaron K. Show.
Call the Derrick and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derrick and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derrick and Kay Show. Yeah, we are back. It is, of course, the Derrick and Kay Show.
We are back. You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio. Visit our website at dkradioshow.com. Follow us on our Twitter handle at dkradioshow. And give us a buzz at 661-467-2416. I don't know how we did it, but we made two gin and tonics in that
great.
Very short break.
Yeah, we just got the drinks together.
Yes. Is Casey back on?
Yes.
Can we hear her? Why is she quiet? I got
quiet.
My drink.
She's not quiet.
I can hear her. Uh-oh. What's happening?
Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you.
Whew, that was a close one.
Okay. Everything's okay.
Well, I tweeted a picture of my drink.
Oh, you did?
I did.
We got a Twitter thing going on.
And here, I have a bone to pick all of a sudden.
Uh-oh.
With us? Okay.
So, I was, like, really concerned about making a second drink because of the language requirement on this. I was like, do not curse. And I'm afraid if I continue to drink.
Oh, you can. We just try not to, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and then I was thought, now here's my bone.
We'll edit it out.
Yeah, we'll edit that all out. These are the live listeners here, though.
After I'm told not to curse, or the email is like, you know, encouraging me not to, I'm like concerned about it.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have a commercial for Dickens cider.
What's wrong with that? You ever have some cider?
Are you kidding me?
No, it's good, and they also have hard Dickens cider too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
if you like
that
it.
That one probably is a little more comfortable to drink.
Okay.
And hot Dickens cider.
Do you like? Have you ever had it before?
Dickens cider? No. Just say that. Hey, no. It's actually funny. No, I have not. My girlfriend would probably be very angry about that.
Oh, I see. Okay. I had no idea.
Wasn't that a fun revelation? Do you have a sound effect for revelation?
Yeah, I do, actually.
No, I like the movie one. Can we have that one?
The movie one?
Yeah.
Is this one?
Yes.
Now, wait a minute. Tell me this again.
Yeah.
Tell me the story again.
Very exciting. It goes on forever.
It's pretty long, actually, yeah.
I feel like I'm supposed to like, come out from around the corner right now.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, that was fun. Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. So we got that.
So we got that all the way.
So that's good.
So there's that. I forgot to shut my door. Don't worry. I hope my roommate doesn't come
out. Is that a closet?
That would be fun.
No, that's just like my living room.
Okay.
Why did you ask if that was a closet? Oh, because...
Oh! No, that was good. I'm so sad I wasn't up to speed.
I was slow, too. I was like, what?
I didn't know. All of a sudden, like, I didn't see where you came from, and then you come back, and then you throw that news on us.
You put that nugget out there. That's a
I'm
good...
usually the first on board with those. I'm so sad I missed that.
That's all right.
No, it's quite all right.
No, I emerged from there not too long ago, but long enough ago.
Was it before or after basketball?
Well, you would think it would have been a pretty strong sign, but I also played softball.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for a time.
Here's another. Oh, there we got that sound effect. We got everything.
That was a nice hit.
Oh. Home run, you might say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least rounding second, right?
Yeah. If yeah, it's that same thing for yeah. I don't know how it works.
Uh-oh.
Wait, what was that?
That was a good gesture, too, that she made during that.
I missed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're talking about actual softball.
Oh, okay.
This is softball.
Bouncy, bouncy.
The claw that I'm making is softball.
Bouncy, bouncy.
If you didn't make the claw upside down, then it's something totally different, right?
That's true.
Oh, very different.
Bouncy, bouncy.
Well, we were just talking about another show, Breastarods.
That's right.
Like Tilted Kilt and Hooters.
Oh, those are fabulous establishments.
You like those?
So, you know, it's funny. I was actually, I don't know if you guys are going to be on board with this, but I won't take credit for this. I heard this joke once, and I've reused it. But it was talking about if I wanted to one day open a restaurant in West Hollywood. West Hollywood's known as, like, the gayborhood down here.
I like that.
And but I wanted to open a restaurant in West Hollywood that's called Tapas and Bottoms.
I like it.
That's pretty good. I like that.
I like it.
It would probably have to be a restaurant, but I'd want it to be claps here.
Restaurant. This is a whole new thing for me.
But yeah, we should go to a restaurant.
Let's do it. I mean, let's finish the show first.
I mean, yeah.
We got a good thing going here.
I mean, I like Dick and Cider, but I can also appreciate a good restaurant.
That's right.
That's now the second time we've played that.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
Here's a question. Should restaurants, you wouldn't think so, they shouldn't do carry out.
Sort of speak.
Totally defeats the purpose.
Yeah. I guess they shouldn't do carry out.
But you know what, though?
What?
There could be delivery. That's what I'm talking about.
Exactly. Because if you carry
nothing
out,
wrong with that.
Like,
yeah.
That's like truly reading Playboy for the article.
That's true.
That's right. No, I'm just going to pick it up. I'll eat it at home.
Yeah.
You got to eat there.
Yeah. Could your manager bring it out?
Yeah, you know the one I'm talking about.
The man.
There's only one.
There's only one. And he's the manager.
Mr.
Manager.
Outfits?
Yeah. The Tilted Kilt.
He might have to come out of one of the... And wait, there was also the Brick House Tavern.
That's right.
Shake that booty.
Well, how come
and
that
Twin
one doesn't
Peak.
Have, like, an innuendo?
What's that?
Like Hooters, Tilted Kilt.
What's the Tilted Kilt innuendo? Brick House Tavern.
Your skirt is, like, a little too short.
Yeah, and they are. I've seen pictures because we did this story, like, a long time. I think we had... Or you did the story that they almost opened up.
You did?
In Saugus. I almost just, like, burped and farted at the same time. Or
what?
That was a really perfect pause because you were
sorry.
Like, they almost opened up. You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad
weird.
We got the camera going. That's good.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
But
okay.
No, I'm going to do a story about the Tilted Kilt,
okay.
But we never
Since
got around
it appears
to it.
You're calling back into a live show. We are reconnecting you now.
What?
What? Okay, we just got a weird blog talk thing.
Were we off for a while?
Woman.
I've
See?
Never
See?
Seen that.
Now we hate her.
Well, I think Gumby's going to let us know what's up, I think.
Yeah, what happened?
Thank goodness we have Gumby. Yes, we were off and now we're back on. Are we on?
How long were we off?
What was the last thing you heard, Gumby? You may have missed a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, we were talking breasts.
Damn.
And...
Well, we do have it recorded here, so we can upload.
We're going to upload the
we
new
can
one
upload
anyway.
If we have to.
Craziness.
I'm sorry about that, folks. I don't know what happened.
That's a weird promotional ploy to get them to listen to the archived version.
Oh, wait. He said it only 5 seconds.
Oh, we only last 5 seconds.
Oh, that's nothing.
All right.
Well, this segment really is about Florida. So you're from Florida. Yes.
I sure am, and you may not find... someone more proud to be a Floridian.
Yeah, you got the T-shirt on even.
Where are
that's
you?
I went to school.
We got questions for you.
Where in Florida are you from?
I was born just outside Orlando. You'll love this.
Land
the
of Disney World.
The city I was born is called Longwood.
Oh, I've been there.
Longwood.
I've been there.
Hey, no.
Been there.
Are you talking about Florida?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I've been there.
I've never been there. Maybe I have.
And what's that winter place?
What? What are you talking about?
Winter, what do I want to
winter
say? Like,
Haven?
No.
Winter Springs.
Yeah, is that the place? A really nice That's little downtown area? It's like the
That's
only nice place.
Pretty nice downtown area, sure.
Yeah. They got like wine places and stuff.
Right. Okay. I'm lost in like trying to make sure I'm not missing an innuendo.
Stay funny.
You know, downtown area, right? I'm like, oh.
You know what I'm talking about, yeah. Downtown, right?
No.
I don't know. Well, anyway, so this week, a man in Florida, a Florida man, which you know about, swiped a Krispy Kreme truck and led cops on a ginormous chase.
Wow.
So at about Thursday at about 10:45 p.m., James Freddie Major, who was 45, took a Krispy Kreme donut truck. And he ran through several red lights, left the road several times, and eventually hit a mailbox in a Lawrenceville neighborhood where police say he attempted to flee on foot.
Oh, jeez.
Now, this is, like, obviously a prank. He was like, yeah, chase the donut cop. By myself.
That's a good point, yeah.
I never even thought about that.
He's like, I'm not robbing a Panda Express. No. You guys are chasing donuts.
I got what you want. So what happened? You run off the road?
He went off the road, and then he hit a mailbox, and he got out.
Jeez.
He got out, and then he started to run.
Sure, with the donuts?
It doesn't say.
Did you say it doesn't say? Hey, we have donuts here.
We do have donuts.
Are they still good?
Of course. They've only been open for like an hour. What do you mean, are they still good? Jesus Christ.
I would love for you to eat a donut with that gin and tonic. That sounds
horrible.
That sounds like a dare. I'm totally going to. Here you go.
Dunk it in there. Dunk it.
Hell, it could be really good, right?
Good. I mean, donuts are never bad.
Jerry, here's my question. Jerry, why is there half a Boston cream in there? Why?
Oh, who did that?
What happened?
That is my big pet peeve. We've talked about this on the show.
You
people
can't.
You
can't.
You can't.
You can't split a donut Boston cream.
You put it real
do you see?
Here.
No. Do you see what it says on the top of that box? It says share.
It says share.
They were share.
Derek is taking the box and he's putting it right
3D
up in the
donuts. Camera.
You're a jerk.
Well, you don't have donuts?
No, I don't have donuts.
All of our guests get donuts.
You were supposed to have donuts. Didn't you get that memo?
That should have come FedEx today. You should have got that FedEx. Send a truck over.
All right, I'm going to grab one of these glazed things. I'm not going to dunk the Boston cream in there because that'll be weird.
Oh, my goodness.
Are Dunkin' Donuts like the staple where you're from? Because Krispy Kreme kind of wear that here.
Oh, well.
I'm jealous that you have a Krispy Kreme.
Now, let me tell you something. Krispy Kreme, a better donut, but I think we have really good coffee with the Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, dunking it in.
Oh, my gosh. No way. All right, let me do it, too. If you're going to do it, I'm going to do it. Wow.
Oh, I'm so glad I don't have donuts
here. You go.
Okay. Hey, it's just like coffee, but it's not.
Right in. There you go. Awesome.
Was it delicious, actually, though? Tell me.
Of course it is. It's a freaking donut.
Is it good?
It's awesome.
That's horrible. Why'd you make us do that?
Yeah, why did you make us do that?
Oh, because we're talking about Krispy Kreme, I think. And I'm really good at persuading people to do things that I want to do.
I'm jealous that you have Krispy Kreme. He's right up in the camera eating the donuts.
I know.
Taunting Casey.
It's why am I jealous of your donut dipped in gin and tonic? Why?
Because you wish you could do
jelly
it.
Donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream.
All right, so another Florida story. A West Palm Beach man who was dressed as a woman is accused of illegal butt enhancements, and he was arrested again.
Butt enhancements?
Butt enhancements.
Wait, this is the second time? He was probably just doing the other cheek. He was evening things out.
It says for the second time in less than a month, a West Palm Beach man has been arrested on the charge he performed illegal butt enhancements. Calvin Edward Butler, also known as Tamika Butler.
No way.
Oh, Butler. That's hilarious.
Wow. That's amazing.
Butler, we have to talk. We have to keep doing this.
He's 44, and he was arrested back in January on charges of unlicensed practice of health care causing serious bodily harm after he injected silicone into at least two patients' buttocks in a motel room.
Oh.
So, and he used...
A motel, that was good. He didn't spring for the hotel, huh?
Yeah, in motel, what's nothing.
So they just, is that just like right in each cheek? You just kind of like just stab them right in?
The details are, with the victim lying down, Butler would pour out a clear liquid from a Pedialyte bottle, telling the woman it was a sterile silicone. After pouring the liquid into the plastic cup, he filled syringes from the cup, which he used to inject into the woman's buttocks. Once the injections were complete, Butler would clean any blood or fluid from the skin and use crazy glue on the incision.
Oh, no.
Oh, crazy glue.
And the woman was charged $200.
Oh, crazy glue is expensive.
Yeah, no, you just can't get that at the store.
He's also...
You can get the medical grade. It's more expensive.
So that's also what's happening in Florida.
Wow.
Explain your state.
No,
explain your state.
Okay.
Why don't you live there now if it's so great?
It's so awesome.
It's so much easier to be proud of it from afar. No, okay. This has, like, become some sort of big inside joke for the entire United States. That Florida's got a bunch of wackos in it. And I understand that a lot of the stories seem to, you know, like, give that, okay, it's maybe true. But that doesn't mean you can't be proud of it. Like, you maybe even had this story as one of your weird newses, but
not yet.
There was a woman that tried to ride a manatee.
What?
Oh, I heard the headline. We did not read it though.
Yeah, she was like arrested for trying to ride the manatee, and she was like, I didn't know that it wasn't okay. He was swimming by, and I just held on.
I guess that's okay.
Yeah, okay,
that doesn't sound so wacky.
They're like an endangered species. You're really not supposed to do it.
But it would be cool to ride it.
But it's okay if you play with them, right?
Right. See, now here's the thing.
Water polo and stuff like that's cool, right?
That story.
Are we sure it just wasn't Roseanne Barr?
Oh.
Now I think
Kay with
summer.
A tip in.
Kay Patterson Shaw.
Thank you. I'm here on tip your weight staff.
I should have pre-recorded my name in a cool way.
Well, yeah.
Kate Smith, she'll be here all week. Okay.
If you give somebody $200, I can do it for you, right?
That's pretty much true.
There's actually a Twitter account that starts.
Wait, what?
What? Sorry, what? Sorry, what's that?
I talked over your sound effects.
Well, okay. Derek's playing them over your talking. I think
that's
really.
True. Yeah. Thank
true,
you.
The true thing. Go ahead.
Kate Patterson Shaw. No, actually, not too. Like, I think within the last 2 weeks. There was a Twitter account created that's called, like, the handle is @FloridaMan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
They're just tweeting the news stories of the crazy stuff that, you know, like, Florida Man.
I don't know why you're not following
face
it.
Face of girlfriend. Florida Man. Like, they're so strange. And I was like, the fact that this can be an ongoing Twitter account, it hurts my heart a little bit.
Well, also in Florida this week.
Oh, gosh.
You remember?
Wow. It's just nonstop with these.
Remember a show and tell? Back in elementary school?
Remember.
Yeah, I had that too.
Like yesterday. Well, that wasn't yesterday for us.
Would you bring in a manatee or something?
Okay. Where's your little rim shot
thing? Anyway, you know, people used to bring in like their pets or like a rock or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, this second grader, not a rock.
I don't know.
This second grader brought in a grenade.
Oh, jeez.
Look what I've got.
Where is it?
Second grader. So they brought...
Yeah, that's fun.
They had to call, like, the police, and they had, like, the people come and, like, the bomb squad come and, like, take possession of
it. Yeah, I'm sure.
It's funny that you say he brought in a grenade. Now, do you know it's definitely the ammunition and not just, like, the Bruno Mars kind?
I was thinking that. I wish we could have played that. Oh, that would have been awesome.
Jersey Shore.
Or the Jersey Shore kind.
Goes and knocks on his neighbor's door, and he's like, I got a show and tell. We're bringing in a grenade.
Yeah.
His mom came in.
I wasn't going to go there. I went to neighbor.
I'm mean, so I go there.
Yeah, you're like, no, we're doing mama jokes. It's cool.
It's a good song.
I love Joe Mama jokes.
Yeah. My mom's listening, I think.
Uh-oh.
Is she?
That could be bad for you.
Mom.
Hey, Casey's mom.
Mom, her name's Sandy.
Hey, like Sandy.
Sandy, like the beach.
I love
Sandy. I don't call her that. Mom, if you're listening, feel free to call.
Yes, do call in.
I told her she could call in. She was like, well, what would I say? And I was like, well, hello would be good.
It's a good place to start. Yeah, it's solid.
Yeah.
Definitely solid.
Hello, my name's Sandy, you know. And by the way, 661-467-2416, if you want to chime in.
Ooh.
I always have to be careful not to say my phone number.
Yeah, no, don't do that. Yeah, we haven't had a call in a while. I don't know.
I bet somebody out there is hoping that you slip up, Kay.
Yeah, there are a few people.
I've already said half my number already on like an episode 74.
We had to like beep that out and stuff.
Edit it out.
It was crazy.
It was good times. Another Florida man walked in to a store with large knives, hallucinating, and asked people not to eat him.
But he brought the silverware?
He did. He brought the silverware with him.
That's a good point.
He probably just wanted to get spooned. Hey-o!
Oh! No, he walked into a Circle K. What's that?
Those are stores, yeah.
Oh, those are like a 7-Eleven type thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Florida, down where I'm from.
Wouldn't you like that?
Huh?
In Circle K.
K. Patterson Shaw.
Thank you.
And, oh, boy.
And lastly.
Yes.
In Florida.
Okay.
An owl got stuck in the grill of an SUV.
Oh, yes. I saw the headline of this.
Did you see the picture?
It's not an owl.
The picture?
Yeah, the picture is cool. Big eyes. Big orange. Yeah, look at that picture. It's great.
Wait, I mean, see.
Instead of a
what?
A hooter.
Oh, yes.
Bouncy, bouncy.
That was good.
Full circle. No, it's good.
Do you
like it?
Do you have a boo on that sound effect board?
Boo?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. It's okay. We did. Yeah, it's all right.
Who hits an owl and doesn't know about it?
Yeah, I saw the video. She had no idea she hit the owl.
Oh, you started with the video?
Yeah, there's a video, but it's not that great. But you do see him, like, blink a little and look around.
What was the woman like? Was she like?
She's like. She was like some black woman. She's like, I had no, I hit the thing.
It's not that great. It's not great.
I would have pulled it if it was.
You said it like blinked and looked around. Did it do a whole head spin around?
No. It was just
like a peripheral, like, what just happened?
Yeah, it looked a little side to side. Yeah. And it looked kind of pissed, like, well, how'd I get in here?
Was it like a Sweet Brown type of thing, or was it just like a normal lady?
It was kind of a normal lady.
She just say, oh, Lord Jesus, that's an owl.
No, she didn't.
I got bronchitis. Anybody got time for that?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, I love her. She needs to be on the podcast, seriously.
Well, we could have her on.
We need to get her on. She's, yeah. She's got a whole PR crew going on.
We can only have her for like 5 or 10 minutes, though.
Why?
Because she doesn't have time.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Right over my head.
You don't know Sweet Brown?
No, I thought you were talking about the lady that hit the owl.
No, we're moving.
We move fast.
We
gotta keep up.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah. That's,
ain't nobody got time for that.
That's Sweet Brown.
We love Sweet Brown. Nobody got time for that. I love it.
Oh.
What? What happened? What just happened?
I don't know. We all said like three... like separate things that don't have anything to do with each other.
You know what it's time for?
Break?
A break.
Okay, I think, yeah. I think it probably is, yeah.
Let's recoup.
All right, so after the break, I didn't schedule your weird news in there.
No, you're cutting out? You know what? I realized because we just did a pre-recorded thing and I got some weird news there.
Uh-huh.
I only have 3 stories.
Okay.
But we can do them.
I got stuff.
And they can be weird.
I got dating websites for everyone. Do you want to hit that?
I do want to hear that.
No, I said you want to hit it.
Oh, do I want to hit it?
What did you say, Casey?
Since it appears you're calling back into a live show, we are reconnecting you now.
What the hell is going on?
Why does this keep happening?
I don't know. Oh, we're back now.
We're back.
That's okay.
Block Talk
Radio
is
whoring us.
I don't know what is going on, right, but we still have Casey, and that's good. Casey Cam!
All right,
I'm here.
Yay.
All right, we'll be right back with some weird news.
Yeah, or something.
Okay.
Okay.
This is
This is a song about corn nuts, an intensely crunchy snack. It's not about anything else.
When you're all alone and there's no one home and you've got nothing to do, don't despair, just pull up a chair. And here is what you do.
Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. Lightly toasted and hard as hell.
Enjoy yourself, we won't tell. Keep it in your drawers till you're ready for more, or leave it on your shelf. Girls and boys, go on and make some noise while you entertain yourself.
Bust a nut, grab a bag of corn nuts and
Corn Nuts, an intensely crunchy corn snack, comes in 7 nut-busting flavors.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The future is now. The Derek and Kay Show.
Where you find beneath the rain, I'm a sometimes starring flame. Manager, give a card, but then walk away.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show, and we are back. Bust a nut.
Back. What are we doing right now?
Oh. That's a good, honest question. We are doing weird news.
Okay, fantastic.
Thanks for reminding me.
I didn't know.
Are we on? Is we're in the air?
Yeah, we're on.
We got Casey?
We've been getting hosed.
What's happening?
We've been getting hosed by BTR.
Yeah, what's up?
I know, totally are.
Are we?
What you got over there on the side? You don't want us to see that? What's that? Are you?
Got more drinks.
You got more drinks.
Love
that's
it.
Good. That's good times. No, that's good. We're all hey. Cheers, Casey. Casey, cheers.
Cheers. Oh, we're all clinking, clink, clink, clink. Drinking
clink.
On the show.
Clink.
I don't know if that was a clink.
That's the only thing I got. Otherwise, it would have been this. Oh, that was really bad.
That
would
be really,
really
bad.
What?
Somebody was cheersing too hard.
Way too hard. Well, it's
all
time
right,
for... It's time for weird news. Exactly. So we play the chicken dance. I don't know why we do that, but that's what we do. Whoops.
Oh, no.
That's a different button. That's for you, though.
What is happening?
This one comes to us from Stamford, Connecticut. Oh, no. Sorry. Sorry
uh-oh,
about that.
Uh-oh.
Sorry. That was the last show. Sorry.
That was a good one, though.
I was all ready to read the same
Not
story.
Not the last show.
We just read
the next
oh,
show.
The show you're about to hear.
Yes.
Woo! Minus. Okay. All right. First story. This one comes to us from New York. This we did this story about a year ago, I guess, for Valentine's Day. Here we have New York Valentine's Day taking their dates on a tour of a sewage plant.
Gross.
Lovers of the unusual kind are getting together the chance to impress their Valentines this year in New York City on a tour of the sewage treatment plants in Brookline. Brooklyn.
Brookline
here. That seems so stupid. they say the tour is 3 hours this year. There's three. I'm
three
sorry.
Hours?
No, there's three tours.
Worst day
three
ever.
Three
hours. Right. There's three tours that are, because it's overwhelming demand, there's a 9:30, a 1 p.m., and a 11 a.m., and you get to see the sewage treatment plant with your honey. And that's what's happening in New York.
Again?
Again, yeah. So it was so popular last year, so they had to have three. It doesn't say how long it is, but I'm guessing it's probably not much more than an hour and a half. They say that you go by the egg-shaped digester, which breaks down the
digester.
Noxious waste into harmless sludge, sewage.
I feel like at the end of this, you'd really just be down in the dumps.
That's a good point.
Stop.
Yes, go ahead. No, go ahead. It's okay.
I can't talk when that's going on.
Sorry.
As a OCD germaphobic person, I cannot handle. I would not be able to handle this tour.
It would be really tough, right? And I think I don't. It's not. Doesn't say this in the story here, but I remember at one point.
Didn't they give you like a chocolate?
Exactly, right? Like,
yeah.
Would you really want to eat chocolate as you're looking at sewage?
No,
I don't know. That'd be pretty bad.
I hope the tour guide is not like too long winded. Like, I wouldn't want him to have like diarrhea of the mouth or something.
She's good. She's good. I like her. She's really good. Solid.
I like a good pun. What can I say?
I like a good pun also.
I do too enjoy that. Yeah, so I don't think that would be my first place to go.
No? Well, unless you were trying to, like, you want the relationship to be over.
You
that's
break
that's
up.
A good point. Yeah, that could be a good place to go. Like, hey, I got a great idea. Don't. It's going to be a surprise. Don't worry. You're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
It's going to be
and
great.
And then you're like, no, I had a crappy time.
A crappy time. I'm laughing at all of them. I love them
I get
all.
Things. No, she is funny. I like her. She's good.
Yay.
She should have a podcast or something.
I know, right?
I was thinking about it.
Yeah, you're thinking about it?
A feature podcast.
A featured host, even. By the way, you're welcome.
this is where I send you guys some flowers.
Thanks.
Not Valentine's Day. It'll be a little cheaper.
And we'll send you a muffin basket. Isn't that what we do? Isn't that what happens in the business?
And an invoice.
No, a donut. You owe me a donut.
I owe you a donut.
Oh, that's right. We'll put it in a box and we'll send it in California. But
yeah.
we're not going to FedEx it. We're just going to send it to the USPCA.
USMSPACA.
I don't know. I was going to say MSPCA, but I realized that was wrong. That was the wrong organization.
You can get a cat and a donut. Wait a minute. Do you have drunken grown-ups?
See, you're having problems now. How so far through are that? Now I can't even talk. How far down are you in that gin and tonic?
I was going to say, you
I need some more.
Over there.
No. You don't know. No.
More donuts.
Yeah, more donuts.
No, what I was trying to say is, do you have drunken grown-ups there?
Dunkin' Donuts.
The store?
Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh,
he means Dunkin' Donuts.
You know, I've heard that they exist out here. I've never seen one not near where I live. I live
wow.
Like pretty central Hollywood area.
Well,
there's
here.
Not...
Yes.
Here it's on every corner.
Yeah. The Krispy Kreme is kind of more the thing here, or just like
yeah.
your mom pop donut type places.
That's good. No, it's good stuff. Here, they got them crammed in everywhere, like underneath staircases and subways and stuff. They're
That's true.
Like, they can fit a little store, they'll put one in. It's great. Or not so great. I don't know.
The ones underneath staircases, those are like the Harry Potter shops.
Yeah. But still, they like have everything, and they have like 10 people working there, but you know, like, you know, it's under staircase.
I have Smeagol working there behind us.
That's
counter.
Right.
Oh, nice.
I don't have a sound for that. All right, next story.
You don't have to have a sound for everything. Do you realize that?
This one comes to us from Dallas. That's
Texas.
Texas, that is. Another Valentine's Day related story. Here we have chocolate pumps that are out chocolate high heels. These there's a florist and a chocolate maker that come together and work around the clock for Valentine's Day to make these chocolate high heel shoes. They're all the demand there in Dallas.
They're all the demand?
Yeah, it's big time. What?
See, now that would be weird for me because I get pretty sweaty feet.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to. That would run.
I'd have flats by the end of the night.
That is true. Prices for these pumps range from $30 to $55, but the more you fill the heel with more chocolate, I guess you can load the thing up with chocolate, it will cost more. chocolate pumps were...
When you say pumps, I keep wanting...
And that's what's happening in Dallas.
I wanted them to be, when you said chocolate pumps,
yeah.
my not-so-closeted mind went to...
Closet doors
like,
open.
Oh, like the pump-up Reeboks.
Yes.
I was like, oh, that'd be sweet. Like
an Air Jordan.
You're not old enough to know about the pump-ups, are you?
Yes.
Oh, I'm 20.
Okay.
Everybody knows about the pump-ups.
I felt like that's like a... I don't know.
Don't they still have those? Don't they still have those... You pump it up?
I don't think they do. I don't know if
they
do
like
anymore.
They're like vintage. Everyone knows about them.
Vintage. Ooh, I feel old. When I broke my ankle and I had that boot, I could pump it up. Remember the black boot? I could pump it up.
Oh, that's right. You could pump that up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a removable cast, and you could pump it up to like tighten it.
Yeah.
I pumped it up so much, I got like my whole foot got all bruised and black and blue.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's gross.
It could be too tight. Anyway.
To tie in both elements of that story. Last night I went to an event here in L.A. called Booty L.A. because they can't think of any more subtle way to name things.
Shake that booty.
And I have a bruise on my foot right now because of heels. Like I got stepped on in the same place so many times.
Really?
Really?
Oh, I just Instagrammed it not too long ago. Like earlier this morning I woke up and it was all black and blue.
Booty L.A.
Shake that booty.
What is Booty LA? What is that?
Yeah,
please
do tell so we can make
it
next time.
I'm still really confused.
I totally want to be in on this.
It should be. Did you say when you said make it? I made it. I went to cocktail and I was like, it should be a cocktail. But it's B-O-O-T-I-E, booty.
Booty.
Booty LA, and it's a once a month mashup like club event. So they have a club down in Echo Park. You know? Oh my God, it sounds so LA right now.
Yeah, this is good stuff.
So it's just like, a, you know, like the mashups are all popular with kids now with like Glee and all those things where you put two songs together and mesh them, mash them, if you will.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
There's a DJ that does this, and every once a month they have a big party at one of the clubs down there, and it's called Booty LA because, like I said, they couldn't think of something more subtle. There's a lot of stuff. Like, attracts a very diverse crowd.
I would imagine so.
Booty LA.
Shake that booty.
Pull up your pants.
Oh, that was like my dad on the end there.
He tells people to pull up his pants.
Pull up your pants.
Right.
Pull up your pants.
Yeah, that was him. That's David. David Sandy.
Wow. Call in.
Is David listening too?
He might be taking a nap.
Oh.
Yeah, it's late over there, right?
What? No, it's early.
I'm just, I know.
It's almost
it's
time.
It's the same time for you. It's 8 o'clock.
It's Florida's still early. Huh?
It's almost time for the early bird special.
That's
my
true.
My parents are in Florida.
Oh, okay. So
okay.
Same time.
Yeah.
Same time, same place.
Who takes a nap at 8 o'clock?
Yeah, that time you're basically in bed, right?
I think that's pushing all your chips in right there.
He's taking an 8-hour nap.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the best nap ever.
Well,
since
we're doing two shows this week, this is probably the last one. Last one for the weird news.
Okay.
But it, you know what? I leave it with a good one.
Swan song.
This one comes to us from Michigan.
Oh, okay, good.
A Michigan man was arrested after 911 calls. 911 led him to a bizarre sex toy fetish. A Michigan man was arrested Monday after an unusual discovery on February 15th. Released from the smoking gun, he was found sitting in his Ford Fusion sucking on a dildo.
What?
Yeah. And it's just not a young guy either. He was a 67-year-old man who was doing, as he responded, "I'm just sucking on my dildo. I'm sorry." Don't isolate that, by the way. he claims...
Now
the,
I will.
The man, yeah. Anyways... That's what's happening in Michigan. What's that? A lot of questions here, I know. Big story, big story. A lot of questions.
So there's a fetish for this?
I don't know. I don't understand this. The elderly man was
elderly. How old is he?
67.
Okay.
He was
that's elderly.
He was unable to finish. I don't understand this part actually. He was unable to finish pleasuring his sex toy. Like, did he think something was going to, like, there's an end to that?
It says that?
It does say that.
Well, maybe
I really think that this was profiling. And I'm surprised it happened because it was in a Ford Fusion. And if it had been in a Ford Probe, nobody would have any complaints.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I don't know what he was expecting. Like, he was expecting something to come out. I don't understand.
He was sucking on a dildo?
Yeah, and in his car.
That's a thing?
Just sitting there. I guess so. I mean, I don't understand.
When it's finished.
What's that?
No,
that's what I want to know.
It sings a song.
Does it?
Well, is he like, I don't understand. Is he gay? Or is he like straight and it's a new thing?
It doesn't say. He was taken to jail and booked on charges with disorderly conduct and was...
How is that disorderly?
He also
was sucking on his dildo.
That is true. That's actually what he said. But he was not wearing a seatbelt, so you got safety first.
Jeez, I mean, Jesus Christ.
He should have protection.
Yeah,
he should have
protection.
The dildo was taken into evidence and tagged as evidence number 794. So hopefully there'll be a picture of that.
You wanted it to be number 69?
That would be good.
I wonder what kind of dildo it was.
Why does that matter?
I don't know. I just wonder if it was like a small one, or what color it was.
Do you like
that
to vibrate?
Yeah. That? Does it have like the bunny on this like one of those rabbit
it could
curl
be,
things?
It could be. It could be the bunny. You know what? I'm thinking it's definitely.
Rabbit,
I don't know why.
Not bunny. Rabbit.
Bunny.
Rabbit.
Rabbit. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Get it right.
I've never. Yeah. I was thinking it might be purple for some reason.
What?
Yeah, probably safe bet.
You think so? No.
Aren't like 60% of dildos purpler? Like
purpler, yeah.
It's like they're either purple or black, I feel like, because those are the only two colors anyone wants.
White people.
I didn't mean
white
that.
People.
I meant this.
Tender.
That button's so close to the other one.
I didn't know that there's like...
Most of them are purple.
What?
That's what I was doing that for.
Well, I think, anytime I've heard a joke, it's always got to be to make it funnier, it's got to be purple or black.
Okay, then I'll play it.
People are so scared of black people.
I've never had a dildo, so I don't know. I thought they were, like, clear.
They come in all different shapes, colors, and sizes.
Real talk right now?
What?
This is real talk? You've never had a dildo?
No.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to just be quiet here.
Why do I need a dildo?
It's also possible that this man just had, like, an oral fixation.
That's true.
He could have.
That's true.
He's, like, out of gum.
Wait, what was that?
He was fresh out of gum and mint.
Oh, gum. I didn't hear what you said. No, it's okay. No, that's good. You know, he could also be, he might also, like, maybe he doesn't have, like, real teeth, so maybe he was just gumming it.
It's every man's dream.
You know what? I think this is it. That's the end of the weird news, right?
Okay,
we can't go any further than this.
No, we can't.
That is the end of the weird news. I'm going to throw this thing up. This is the final reason.
Yay!
All right.
I just slam dunked it.
You did, yeah. Nice shot. Is it time for... I think it's time for a quick break.
Is it?
Get us out of here.
It's a little early, but...
Is it a little early?
Yes,
do we have anything?
Is.
We got 24 minutes left.
We could talk about dildos more.
Are you guys used to this
hey
guest in the chat? And I wonder if it's my parents.
There's a guest in the chat?
There is a guest.
Maybe we should stop talking about dildos then.
No, it's probably just my father or mother. They're my number one fans. You know.
Are they?
Respect.
Sure. Yeah, no.
They're also kind of shy.
Aww.
Oh, no. So yeah. Dildo talk might not be the best.
Sometimes I like to lick the sides.
We don't bite.
No, we're good.
But we know a lot of people that do.
We don't bite. We'll just gum.
We just gum.
Oh, geez. I don't know.
Breathe anymore. Do you want to take a break? Do we need to take a break?
I don't know. Do we want to talk more about this? I mean, if we, I don't know.
I'm done talking about dildos personally, but if you have something more to say, then I'll welcome it.
Dildos
Casey.
In the world. I feel like they're just not a hot topic ever.
No, they're not.
They're not a hot topic. It's just something that people have.
They don't
all.
Do anything, right?
They're yeah,
just
they
a,
do.
They're just, what do they do?
What
they're
are you
just,
talking
they're
about?
Just a shape.
Like, they can't do anything alone.
Yeah, you're not,
they can't
like...
can't do anything.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's good. It's like a toy you play with friends.
The worst sex toy ever.
No,
we're
it's
not.
Yes, it is. Robin, what do you mean, no, it's all... You're Robin. Defending dildos? Why?
There's a time and a place.
There is?
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Like dildos advocate.
There's a time and a place.
You seem very passionate about this subject. Is this something I don't know?
Nice. I'm not
saying
maybe anything.
He's just like a Lord of the Rings fan. He thinks we're saying Bilbo.
Oh! What were we talking about before? I don't know.
Bilbo.
Okay.
Bilbo Baggins? Come on, somebody. No. Right. Do you have crickets? Where's the crickets?
We have crickets.
Oh, we do. Where are they?
But you know what? The crickets, I find, don't come through very well.
No, these, I redid them, so they're good. These,
oh, really?
They come in strong now.
Oh, okay. That's
solid
good.
Solid crickets.
Do you hear that? It was good, right? Good cricket?
Yeah, you could cover that in chocolate and eat it.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Okay.
All right, are we taking a break now?
I think so.
All right.
Pull up your pants.
Time for a drink.
I think it's time. Is it time for another drink?
After the break.
Yes.
We're going to discuss dating websites for everyone.
Oh, this is great.
Hooray!
Even for Mel, maybe.
Even for who?
No, Mel Gibson, I don't know.
Oh, Mel.
Mel.
I thought you said even for male, and I was like, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh, no. All right, so stay tuned. I'm not even very far down in my drink here, and
you're
I'm
not,
like...
You barely even touched it. You got to get more donuts in that drink. Oh, look at... Yeah,
oh,
yeah, Kate,
there
Casey,
we go.
Yeah, look at... We're like, you know...
That's two.
Oh, excellent.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with...
You got to talk into the mic.
I'm
we're
sorry.
Doing
yeah, it's yelling out here.
Yeah.
We're going to come back with the yeah. dating sites, right?
Dating sites,
okay,
yeah.
Good times. Stay tuned.
All right, stay tuned.
This is the Aaron A Show.
I'm a VIP.
And I want to live around people just like myself, rich and divorced.
Shady Acres. I'm Everett Carrington. Shady Acres is an incredible, upscale, state-of-the-art, top-notch condominium development.
Condo.
A short drive out of town on some pristine wetlands. Away from the noise and uninvited diversity of the city.
Shady Acres.
And when you buy into that dream that is Shady Acres, not only do you get a luxurious 5,000 square foot condo with underground parking for your newly acquired sports car, but there's also a jacuzzi for entertaining.
Jacuzzi.
Each condo is tastefully furnished with a stock bar and an exotic waterbed shaped like a dollar sign. Shady Acres also has a golf range, firing range, helipad, and exotic petting zoo when your kids come to visit. You're successful? Start defining your lifestyle. Start defining yourself.
Shady Acres.
Shady Acres. Happiness is worth the price.
Shady Acres.
This is the Darren Page Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional show on the radio today, : The Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show, and we are back.
Woo! Welcome back.
With Casey.
How many drinks are we going on now with Derek?
This is my, this would be my second, but it's a tall one. So, it is,
I believe Casey's also having tall ones.
Yeah, Casey's look pretty tall, but
it looks like a pint glass there.
It does look like a pint glass.
Yes.
What does your glass say? Drink one?
Drink one. What does the glass say?
Drink with no one?
Well, this is from a brewery.
You stole it.
Franklin Don't Be One.
Oh.
It's from, I don't think I can say the brewery's name.
That's okay.
Here, you guys decide.
Oh, you can say the brewery's name.
Oh, yeah, you can totally say that.
It's called Ass Clown Brew. Right. Drink one, don't be one.
I like that. That's pretty good. That's solid.
It's actually called Ass Clown Brewery?
I want to go there.
I can't make this stuff up.
Where is it?
It's actually some, I believe it's in North or South Carolina. It's not mine.
Okay.
It comes to me into my cabinetry by way of my girlfriend.
Oh, it's inherited.
I see.
It's shared.
But she's not an ass clown.
She's not an ass clown.
No, I'm not saying, yeah. Don't be one. No, don't be one.
Drink one, don't be one.
That's right. That's
drink
what they say.
One.
Don't be one.
Drink one in.
Drink one in.
Drink one in.
You know, like, well, because you wouldn't drink a person.
No.
No.
Drink in.
No.
It's going to a weird place.
Anyway.
Yeah, tell me about it. I'm just drinking.
It's 2013.
Is it?
It is. And there is, internet dating is the newest big thing, right?
Totally. Yeah,
yes.
I've done some.
Absolutely. So, I've been there.
I met my husband on eHarmony.com.
No way.
Way. It sucked.
They were lucky people, let me tell you.
It sucked.
That's amazing. I can't see how this is even possible.
No, I love that it's gotten to a point where it's popular enough where people aren't embarrassed to be on it.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, it's like totally normal.
Yeah, my mother made me go on it.
She did? I don't know.
She was like, you're not meeting anyone. You should go on the eHarmony.
Wow.
And then, but then it's a lot of money, and I was about to quit, and
then
I met Tom.
It adds up.
Yeah,
can
bad.
Can I be all, like, activist for a second?
Yeah, yes. go for it.
eHarmony won't let you.
They discriminate.
If you're homosexual.
Yes,
really?
It's bad. It's bad. They don't like.
That's wrong.
Yeah, it's
that's
so
totally
you
wrong.
Not be woman seeking women.
That's
it just,
wrong.
Like, eliminate that search bar.
Yeah, it's totally bad.
That's not right.
Yeah.
So like my old roommate couldn't have found my women's basketball league.
That's true.
Like that, you know, that's just no way to do it.
Well, you're not going to find that through eHarmony, but yeah, you're right.
I don't know why they won't do that.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Well, it started as a Christian website, so like they're using it's their company and it's their values, and
I guess
that's fine.
Whatever,
you know.
They're ass clowns.
But I don't.
I hated it, actually. I was about to quit when I met Tom.
I'm on there. Not so good luck.
Not so successfully.
Yeah, I've been on there.
And then there's...
Just jump on here.
Yeah, let's take a look. eHarmony.com.
And there's Match.com.
Yeah, that's true.
And there's OKCupid.
That's true.
Yeah, that's free.
What's that?
OKCupid is free.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's a big one. And then there's Plenty of Fish.
I've heard
about that one, too.
That one I've heard is a little less... It's a little bit of ill repute.
Yeah, I've heard that as well.
OKCupid or what? What are you talking about?
Plenty of Fish.
Oh, I've heard about it. I haven't checked it out. I've used the OKCupid, which is actually... It seems pretty good. Like, it seems...
No,
I call that the Facebook of dating sites.
Yeah. Well, you know, Facebook has a dating site now, too, though.
What?
It does?
Oh, I know about that. Bang with Friends?
Bang
with Friends?
I think it started...
I hate that sound effect, by the way.
So, they probably have it in Boston, too. But it's like major cities are starting it. And all of my friends have been doing it lately. It's called Grouper.
Grouper? Like the fish?
Oh, well...
Wait a minute. Did you say Groper?
Pretty fish.
No, she said Grouper.
Groper?
Yeah. Like the fish.
But hey, if the date goes well...
Groper.
Hey now.
Grouper and then Groper.
Yeah.
No, but there's other websites now for like everybody.
Okay.
There's
That's what we're talking about. Yeah.
SeaCaptainDate.com. I'm serious. All of these really exist. I am dead serious.
That's amazing.
Is it for pirates seeking pirates?
It could be. It's
somebody
for It says Sea Captain Date is the only place for sea captains to connect with men and women who share a love of the ocean. Thousands of captains already online. Sea Captain Date is the destination for romance on the seven seas.
No way.
It's legit.
That's crazy.
Then there's MyLovelyParent.com, helping older single moms and dads meet new people online. I guess that's not bad. That one I don't think I can laugh at.
Divorced parents?
Well,
or it could
like,
be widowed.
Yeah, because like when you have like kids and you have to post that on like OKCupid or Match or eHarmony, it's kind of a deterrent, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you eating, Derek?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm eating on the show. That's fairly. I'm getting the munchies here. This is our second show.
He's been fiddling with a bag and like behind the scenes.
No, I'm very interested in this topic, but these are banked. Banked.
They're banged.
They're baked jalapeno cheddar crunchies.
What can
Look at the cat is about to jump off the counter for these jalapenos.
There's also Darwin Dating, online dating for beautiful people only.
Hmm.
What? Who decides?
Yeah, how does that? You upload your picture and then you get a response?
Yeah, it says sick of dating websites filled with ugly and attractive, desperate fatzos? We are.
No.
Darwin Dating was created exclusively for beautiful, desirable people. Our strict rules and natural selection process ensures all our members have winning looks. Will you make the cut? And banned at Darwin Dating are sweat patches, nerdy glasses, and pocket protectors. And hair in the wrong places on women, mid-digital hair, overuse of bright blue eyeshadow, weird pubic hair, red hair, and too many freckles, and more.
Wait a minute. Hair in the wrong places?
On women.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Right over pubic hair? How are they checking this?
I don't know. Weird pubic hair? Who makes that call?
Yeah. Is it like an airport screener? Like
they have the camera.
That's really weird.
And I saw this next site, a commercial online. It's not online, but on television. It stopped me in my tracks. FarmersOnly.com.
Oh, I saw it. Oh, my gosh. I meant to record this. I saw this. Or I heard it.
Did you see it on television?
I think I saw it. I found it on YouTube.
I saw it on television.
That's
I was watching
crazy. I thought it was
television,
a joke.
And I thought it was
a
joke.
Oh, it's crazy.
I definitely would have thought that was like the Farmers Insurance or something.
Do we have the audio?
No.
Let me see if I can find it here.
There's also womenbehindbars.com.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible.
Shut it. To each his own, or her own.
I guess.
Wealthymen.com.
Wealthymen.
You know what that reminds me of? You know how Monster.com had that, like, the other website called, like, The Ladder? It was for, like, the executives that are making, like, $100,000 or more.
No, I didn't know about that. Didn't know about it.
Oh.
Really?
Well, my thought was just that wealthymen.com should just be called golddigger.com.
I kind of wish I had known about it.
Oh, wait, I think I've got the commercial here. I don't know how the audio is.
Oh, you have the commercial here for Farmers
let's
Only?
Let's see the Farmers One. Let's see
good.
If it's Oops, that's wrong. That's not in the music. Hold on a second.
Time to end the show?
No, I'm not ending the show yet.
Oh,
not
my God,
quite
I'm
yet.
Panicking.
Hopefully the audio is okay.
Where's Jill? She's really lonely and out walking the cornfield again.
Oh, this is a stupid dub, isn't it? Is it? Is it real?
That's a legit commercial.
That's
why'd
what
you
they,
turn
that's,
it off?
That's what they say?
Yes.
Oh, hh on. I'm sorry. Hold on. Jeez, I'm sorry.
You're ruining it.
I thought that's what I thought that was like a fake thing. Let's listen to it again.
Where's Jill? She's really lonely and out walking the cornfield again.
Do you think they will ever find us true love?
Not hanging out with us all day.
We used to be lonely.
Until we met on Farmers Only.
FarmersOnly.com is the new online dating site for farmers, ranchers, and good old country folks.
You don't have to be lonely at FarmersOnly.com.
Wow.
Just don't get it.
City, that's amazing. City,
their
city
tagline
folks.
Is city folks just don't get it.
That is crazy. What about Cougar Life?
It's on here. It's on this list. But here's my favorite one on the list so far. The uglybugball.com.
Oh.
What?
And their tagline is real dating for real people. And it just has a picture of like two ugly people together.
Sure.
Yes.
Wait, are they ugly like in the face or like overweight?
Both.
That, or?
Both.
Oh. No.
It's rough. And there's also 420dating.com.
Sure.
Well, that makes sense. So how do you get someone on the date to have to, like, what should we do?
Yeah, no question about the first date, I guess.
What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do?
I don't know. Let's smoke some up, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, I brought Cheetos. Oh, my God, you're so romantic.
Great. I have the munchies. That's great.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, if you know what you want, go after it.
There's also agematch.com, the number one community for age gap dating.
Wait, what does that mean? Does that mean like the other way, like big gaps?
Older women dating younger man and older man dating younger woman.
Isn't that just called being a cougar with the older women? They don't date, do they?
Yeah, I don't date. But right after that is cougarlife.com. Data Cougar.
Wait, the ending is the best,
Data
right?
Data Cougar.
CougarLife.com, recently voted the wildest dating service in America. Join for free
all
now.
Right. We really should send CougarLife.com like an invoice for all the times
yeah.
we play the commercial.
They're totally a sponsor. Totally.
They're not a sponsor. They haven't given us any money.
Totally, but they.
They could send you a bunch of stuffed cougars.
You could. I would take it. This one's really mean. CanDoBetter.com.
Wait, why?
I want to see what that looks like.
So users upload their individual pictures of a half of the couple,
uh-huh.
and the community decides if either could do better.
Oh my gosh, that's horrible!
So you
or
can
great.
Vote. You're like, he could do better or she could do better.
Wait, I love
Wait,
this. This is amazing.
I have a theory about relationships, and it's about heterosexual relationships. But I always feel like the woman should be more attractive than the man because it's what keeps him around. It
That's
keeps him
true.
Staying. I feel like, I mean, it doesn't have to be a ginormous gap, but the woman should always be a little bit more attractive.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, I think that website is probably breaking up a lot of really great couples.
Well, but it could push them off to, like, better situations.
Like
right?
an even uglier guy that will definitely stay around?
No, that dude could end up with a hotter chick. That's all I'm saying.
Because he can do better.
He could, maybe. And then maybe she could do better, so she's with someone better, right?
I don't know.
I'm kind of interested. I want to check this out.
You put a website on ever. Physical appearance. What if they're
That's
giving
true.
Each other emotionally?
That's true.
That's what they need. God, I sound like such a bad.
Who cares about that?
I mean, that could be good. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't know.
There's.
Maybe it's like they talk or something.
There's pounced.org. which is, wait for it, dating for furries.
Ew. No. This is horrible. I think this thing is horrible with the furries. I really have a strong feeling against them. I'm
Why?
Sorry. Everything else is cool. Like,
you
I
better kick that cat in the bathroom.
Actually, that's a good point.
I forgot he was in the bathroom.
He's still in the bathroom.
Isn't it better than that they have, you know, like, have them a website so they can meet each other easier and all that, so that
I
you
guess.
Don't get comfortable dating situations
with a furry.
Like, I'm going to go freshen up, and they come out in like a suit. And like, it's like, at least, like, oh, well, if I had a website, this wouldn't happen.
That is
See?
A good point. I mean,
it's controlled environment.
Yes and no. I mean, yeah, if I saw like some guy dressed up as a squirrel looking for his nut, I mean, I don't know if I'd be here.
There's a guy? You're gay now?
Well, no, I'm not saying for me. I mean, they could be gay. I don't know what these furries
it
do.
Matter. Like, you could be a girl looking for her nuts.
That is true. You don't know until you get there, maybe. I don't know.
You said guy, like you were looking for a guy.
No, that's not me. It's not. I'm not interested in that.
He's
hey, what are you talking
a
about?
Nut.
No.
Bust a nut.
Bust a nut. Corn nuts.
Oh, bust a nut.
There's also the official clown dating agency.
Oh, well, that sounds official.
It says it's sadly defunct, but still accepting singles with info with a promise they can do what they can. The site is called The Magical World of Boo Hiccup.
Do you think that they match?
What? What?
Get used to these. I'm sorry. Do you think that they match them based on, like, actual compatibility person to person? Or, like, you're a hobo clown.
And you got those big clown shoes.
Yeah. You're really for birthday parties, and you're meant for funerals.
One sad clown, one happy clown.
It's like
they balance each other out.
Yeah. I don't really like clowns. Yeah. That's just a side note.
I'm scared of clowns, personally.
Yeah. I was, too, because one yelled at me as a kid, so that's never going away.
It yelled at you? He yelled
All the soap
you?
In the world can't get rid of that.
Can't clean that up.
No. That's what I'm saying.
Cupidino, where you can meet an Apple fanboy or girl.
Oh, Apple.
Apple.
Oh.
Wait, hold on. Define Apple, like a Mac?
Yes.
Hey, Apple. Hey.
Isn't that stupid?
Hey, Apple.
Stop it. Isn't that stupid?
That's what I was looking for.
I thought it meant they just were looking for like a fruit.
That is pretty stupid, though.
It's really stupid.
Hey,
just go
what's
to the
up?
Bar.
That's true.
Oh, look, I got a message.
There's also a website for people who love mustaches. It's called Stash Passions.
Oh, that's a good name. Stash Passions.
Better than the what I call, you know, the pedophile that have a mustache. It's a molestache.
Oh.
There's another website called No Longer Lonely, which is for, and I shouldn't laugh, but it's funny anyway, online social community for adults with mental illness.
Oh, no.
Oh.
How is that okay, really, though?
That doesn't sound right.
No. Then, if they can have one for farmers, if they can have one for furries, they can have them for special.
Special. Quote, unquote, special.
I didn't know where to go with that. I was like, how is not? All right, next is okay.
Dateagolfer.com.
Is Tiger Woods the only profile on it?
He probably is.
His website.
That's pretty good.
Only a blonde.
Oh, geez.
And Derek, I think you should go on this one.
Okay, sign me up.
Personals.com, where cat lovers meet and greet.
It's got some possibility.
It's got a clever title.
What?
It is. It's a clever title, right?
Personals.
Personals.
What's the dog one?
I don't see a dog one. There's another site called dateallittle.com where you can date a little person.
Oh, no. Oh, that almost makes me want to.
And on the flip side, there's tallfriends.com.
There you go.
Hey, now.
90 seconds.
Date a little would suck if someone who's, like, not so endowed is like, oh, great.
And there are many more, but we're out of time.
I guess so.
All right. Well, Casey, you've been so much fun.
Yeah, so awesome. Really great.
This was amazing. Even though we went off the air like 3 times, didn't we?
Yeah, I don't know how happened with that.
Whatever.
Really weird.
Blog Talk Radio.
Totally
weird. Do you want to plug your show one more time?
Yeah, tell your show.
Yeah, sure. If you liked anything I had to say, or if you didn't like it, come be mad at me.
60 seconds.
It's called Nothing Ventured. It's on Blog Talk Radio. So just instead of the / Derek and Kay Show, type in Nothing Ventured. And we're on Tuesday nights pretty regularly, sometimes Wednesdays. Come laugh at us or with us, but preferably with.
I think you guys are funny.
Sounds great. Yeah, it's a good show. I've listened a few times now. It's good.
Oh.
Good stuff.
Well, thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
You've been awesome. And
so great.
We got to go. So next week on the show is the Heart Show. Oh, my God.
Oh,
Carly.
The Heart Show coming up next week.
Carly, you cannot
Carly's
come up
trying
here.
To get in the studio.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy cat time.
It's perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect. All right. We got to go. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Thanks so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
10 seconds.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Hooray!
Yay.
Yeah, so we're off. That was pretty great.
Oh, my God, I'm exhausted.
How about that? Casey,
I'm, like, worried that you guys just tell everyone that you're having a good time.
What do you mean by
what?
That? No, this is, like, we're off the air. Don't worry. We're recording this, but it's not on the air.
I had a blast.
Did you really?
Awesome.
You were really great. You were really funny.
Oh,
funny
thank
stuff.
You were so fun.
Yeah.
To all your guests.
No.
Oh, no,
we
don't.
Actually.
Actually, we told the last people they suck, and then we kicked them out so we can get you on. No, I'm just kidding. They were great, too.
First on.
What?
We're going to give you some constructive criticism. It's going to be really serious. We're going to send you an email.
I wonder if Blog Talk Radio can remove the feature host from...
Yes.
From...
We can take that back, right?
Yeah.
We're going to request that they take that away from you.
Because they do listen to us. Like, if they're on our show, then they get... I mean, it seems like that's how it works.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.